Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23 to 25. It reads, "Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." So, our writer to the Hebrews has been giving them a bit of an overview of Melchizedek in particular. Melchizedek, and in dealing with Melchizedek, dealing with priesthood and the nature of an authentic priesthood. The authentic priests of the Old Covenant were from the tribe of Levi, Aaron being the first, and then the tribe of Levi having that privilege until the New Covenant. And now there is a New Covenant, there is a new priest, and that is Jesus Christ. Some may object that he was not from the tribe of Levi, but what the writer is saying is, look, if Melchizedek was an authentic priest appointed by God, Abraham giving him a tithe, then surely Jesus is an authentic priest, because he also has been appointed by God, and he is indeed priest and king, just like Melchizedek. And now he draws another contrast with the Old Covenant priests, where he says, well, there were lots of those Old Testament, Old Covenant priests, because death prevented them from continuing in office. They were limited. And he's pointing out here that Jesus is not limited in the same way as that priesthood. Verse 24, because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Jesus lives forever. He has the power of an indestructible life from a little bit earlier in chapter 7. So this is a better covenant, giving us a better hope, because, as it says in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Therefore, he's able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Save completely. What a wonderful thought. The word completely can be translated as for all time, or fully, or absolutely. He has limitless power. No supplements are needed here. He saves now. The verb is in the present tense. He's able to save completely now. But he saves in an ongoing manner. He saves completely because he always lives to intercede for them. And he does intercede. Jesus, of course, prayed for his people while he was on earth. For example, Luke 22:32, "I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." Or John 17, verses 9 to 15, which we won't read all of now. But he prays for his followers, not only the ones that are with him at the time, but the ones that are to come. And he continues this ministry in Romans chapter 8, verse 33 and following, comparing that with Isaiah 53, verse 12. And so he's making intercession, as it says in Isaiah, for the transgressors. He's interceding for us, and he continues to do that. He lives to do such a thing. 1 John 2, 1 to 2. It talks about how Jesus is the righteous one, and the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. He says that if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ. He speaks in our defense. And nothing I can say can defend me against the judgment of God. But what Jesus says completely gives me confidence and security in my relationship with God. He has that power because he has an indestructible life. He is the full and final priest. We do not need any other of Old Covenant, and we do not need any of any other religion. Jesus is superior to Melchizedek, the Old Covenant priesthood, and any priesthood. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 26. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and you can find us in iTunes. Just type in MCCX into the search bar for podcasts, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.